Hello, everybody, and welcome to Working Within, my wellness podcast with me, Charlene, your host. Thank you for tuning in to this fourth episode with us. This episode is actually going to be a little less thought out, but also a lot more vulnerable, and hopefully an opportunity where I can share a little bit about how I'm feeling the Pisces season and the transitions that I'm facing right now being a 22-year-old. We've had a chance to talk to some of my buddies who have dropped a lot of really great knowledge, but I think I wanted to pause with the podcast in this episode and just talk a little bit more about what some of the themes that we've talked about already, manifestation and transitions, have brought up for me personally. So if that sounds like something really interesting to you or even moderately interesting, I'll take that as well. Then feel free to stay tuned. If this podcast episode isn't exactly it for you, you can still stay connected with me on my Instagram at charbucks or my website workingwithin.net, where you can also access this podcast, my services, and other soap opera information. Okay, so without further ado, let's take a few breaths. And get started. Okay, y'all. So here's the backstory. This episode, I have plenty of people I would love for you to hear from. And the list is growing every day. And last episode, Sophia got on me about not sharing my experiences as much on my podcast. She may be right, okay? She may be right, but I do want this podcast to be a place where I get to bring all my buddies all my buddies together to share the things and experiences that have really been central to their lives, because, you know, my life is not the only truth or experience that there is. Regardless, I'm taking a pause of interviewing for this episode to provide some of the reflections that I've been getting after those episodes and with the start of Pisces season. Man, so this episode is a little more challenging for the simple fact that I have to share, but also my therapist would be so proud because I'm being vulnerable. Anyway, so this is all happening, of course, when Pisces season starts. Let me explain why that makes sense. Pisces season and Pisces energy is all about spirituality. It's about empathy, love unconditionally, and just reflecting what people give you back to them. So Pisces season has a lot to do with getting in touch with your spirit, a lot to do with potentially, you know, feeling things a little more deeply, but also being more compassionate. And I would say all those things have been true, / I'm obsessed with astrology, so of course I'm going to make them true. But, Pisces season has me literally swimming. I actually had a dream, like, 2 nights ago. The dream was a two-parter. And the two-parter, in both instances, I was swimming in water. And me being extremely water-dominant in general in my chart, and just obsessed with dream psychology as well, I interpreted that as, okay, man, what is going on, first of all? And second of all, I must be going through some flowing changes, and there must be some emotional depth to them. So until then, I had not decided on what topic we would be recording this week. And that dream told me very quickly and boldly that there's some things I'm not addressing beneath the surface, right? I was in a wave pool, like there was a whole situation. So with those watery dreams, with the beginning of Pisces season, I thought I would share what's going on with me and with Sophia's nudging, which, by the way, is part of the reason this podcast even exists. There is a narrative that I'm really tired of, and it's that the 20s are random, and that they are waste, essentially, and, you know, you never know what's going on. Okay, yes, you know, it's difficult, and sometimes I have no idea what's going on, and it's really hard to stay disciplined, but that is something that I personally actively don't want to accept. And in this season of my life, I'm a little impatient, right? Because I'm actually very into working toward my goals and trying to redress my wounds. So that narrative, going through transitions, something I want to debunk for my audience today. Because I am really impatient, and that's manifesting in a lot of ways for me right now. It's creating a lot of responsibility and burden on myself that I cause. And I do have high expectations for the life I want to live and where I want to spend my energy. I think what I've been feeling a lot of, and prompted by that dream and just my, my wide range of emotion recently is a lot of responsibility and expectation ever since I graduated school. I think work has always been a big part of my life, and I've probably talked about this already, but it really has been ever since I was 4 years old. And so while that was more justifiable in school, I think, you know, I'm 22 and now working full time and also trying to launch my services, my spiritual arts services and astrology services, as well as stay dedicated to creative things that I like to do, like writing and pole dancing. It's been a lot. I want to be honest about how much it takes a toll on my energy, how busy it keeps me, and honestly how exhausted I am pretty regularly. I think I've been trained and accepted, and also a strength of mine actually is pushing myself to be the best I can at all times. And that usually looks good, right? I'm usually very productive, and I honestly escape in my productivity. Ooh, this is a lot. Okay. But I do. I escape in my productivity from emotions, from people, and it looks good through the capitalist lens, right? Like I'm producing, I'm doing things. But what that causes for me is this constant, am I good enough? Can I sit down and rest? Do I deserve rest? And when can I stop doing? I think all those things regularly come up for me, and my response is to always add more to my plate. Oh my God, that's so toxic. But it's true. I think with less time, it's almost like I want to do more because I really want to feel like I am adding to my life outside of work. And that's something that's really important to me, especially since there's not much here in Colorado for me. And that's okay. I need this experience, and I need the experience to get in touch with myself. And that's what's been happening. And there are other feelings that I may want to avoid regularly, right? Like I'm out here alone. Sometimes, you know, the weight feels a little more than normal. Like I'm realizing everything is truly up to me and my well-being, my cat's well-being, the apartment's well-being, my job, all those things fall on only my shoulders now. And so it can get to be a lot. And it's something that is honestly really difficult to transition to out of just, you know, studying and getting grades all the time and hanging out and honestly partying too much. But it's different now, and there's a different set of responsibility that's been added, and even more important actually now, because my life is what I make it, literally. I could make it working for years and years and years and getting to a title. I can make it getting really passionate about my creative hobbies, or I can make it rest oriented. But those are things I have to decide now to soon in my textbook of living, right? I'm speaking for myself, but these are things I want to decide soon so I can make the use of the time that I have while I have it. So yeah, 22, you know, I'm in Colorado, out here on my own. It's big fish out of water energy. There are so many things, like I don't even know anything about a car. What happens if my car breaks? Like there are just so many cases of what is going on and I need to learn how to do this that have been happening already. Like my car, the antifreeze froze. I was like, what is going on? There's other stuff. it's been a lot of responsibility. My cat, like, what if she's sick? Like, that freaks me out. My job stresses me out. Like, this job stresses me out. There are a lot of things going on, okay? And balancing a full-time job with an entrepreneurial pursuit is draining in its own right, but also so fulfilling, and I'm so glad I'm doing this. I think I just want to be really clear about my productivity. I want to be really clear that my productivity and the things I produce are not a signal of how I'm doing. And I think it is easy for me to predispose that. I think it's easier for the people I connect with to think that, well, the ones that, well, I won't say that for everyone, but some of y'all know already, but just wanted to be clear that it's hard and I'm pretty tired. I'm even tired recording this actually because it's been a busy weekend of me trying to balance my life with work and bring other things that I'm interested in into a regular routine for me. What am I going to do about this responsibility? Well, I have here circled on my iPad escapism, but that wouldn't be the correct answer, I think. That's not the vibe we're going for here. Okay, so how do I combat feeling so responsible? Man, it just means doing what I want to do more. Oh, that's not right, because I'm just still doing stuff. So my therapist, this is what my therapist would say. She would say, I need to have intentional rest time every Sunday for 4 hours where it's only me. I have been really bad at sticking to that because I've put 80 other things on my schedule. But I think the actual answer is that the root issue is I need to release my worth's attachment to my productivity. And that's been 3 years of training, years of messaging that I received and then reinforced about myself because I saw what I could do. So I just need to take more time that doesn't involve doing and being okay with that. For instance, the whole reason this podcast episode exists is because I was sitting and letting my head bobble around, or my thoughts bobble around in my head, actually, that were like, hey, you don't need to make this perfect. You can just sit and talk on the mic, and I'm sure that'll resonate for someone. And maybe that was a little self-assured of me because maybe this isn't making any sense to anyone or being helpful at all, but I just thought it would be a good practice in my vulnerability muscle to share. Share what's going on, okay? I'm being transparent here. Man. But on the other hand, I do appreciate having things I want to work on and be busy about. Like, I really love that there are pole classes and I'm meeting my trainer and she's kicking my butt, like, pretty regularly. I enjoy having responsibility at work. It honestly makes me feel more respected. But I'm tired. And those two things can be true at once. And it's okay for me to feel that way and to share it with people. I think traditionally, it wasn't okay for me to share that I'm tired and I need rest, and I actually didn't accept that about myself for a while, but today I'm being explicit about it. It's exhausting. I'm tired, and I'm also grateful to be in the position I am, living on my own, having a career start, and being able to launch my entrepreneurial side as well. So, with this season of my life, yeah, the responsibility may be picked up. I may be making more sacrifices in life with, you know, staying connected and sleeping. And I wouldn't have it any other way at 22 years old with all the Scorpio passion in me that gets me kind of hell-bent, as Marina would say. I get hell-bent on getting things done and accomplishing things, and I am grateful that that is a part of me because it's gotten me to where I am, sitting here recording this freaking soliloquy for you all. Okay. All right, moving on. I'm sick of that topic now. Let's talk about healing and redressing wounds. That's another thing that's been coming up for me. I think it has to do with manifesting because you can't manifest if your wounds are getting in the way. And it also has to do with just being in this transitionary period again, wanting to not go through the same challenges I already have been, but to understand what part of me attracted and let those challenges persist and changing that. Understanding the wound and dressing it and putting a band-aid on it with some Neosporin and then letting it sit and not touching it so that it healed all the way. Anyway, so you can imagine that being a college graduate, 22, living alone in Colorado, pretty much everything else is stable except for love. Yeah, I said it. That's right, I said it. Love. My love life. And I don't mean my platonic, beautiful friends. I love them. They restore me. We have restorative relationships, and I'm grateful for them. And all of them who encourage me and who allow me into their space and their headspaces and their most private moments. I'm talking about my love life. First of all, I was just telling Sophia this, actually. I'm so unstable in love. I feel like anything else I can be really stable about. I'm really stable about work because I escape through work. Anyway, I'm really stable about it, though. I'm committed to it and always going for something. I think in my love life, I get so tired. And it's a battlefield of wounds to work through that is just so exhausting that I prefer to avoid in this season of my life, which is funny because I used to be so anxiously attached. And that was in a period of my life also where I was just more anxious in general before I was practicing yoga regularly and before having all the spiritual nonsense in my head that I do have now. It's not nonsense, but to be jovial about it. Yeah, that's something I'm struggling with. Because I don't want to be alone the rest of my life, actually. Despite the image I project, I don't want to be alone the rest of my life. And I'm actively trying to understand why it's hard for me to develop romantic connections that I feel are actually, you know, healthy and equitable and reciprocal. And I know some of it has to do with that not feeling good enough. I feel like, you know, insecure overachiever vibes, that's me. And so some of it has to do with just feeling like I can't have what I want. I think some of it probably also relates to me not necessarily having a great understanding of what a relationship should be for a while. I think I personally received a lot of messaging around subservience. And like, of course, I love reality TV, so that's just never good, right? That's not a good model. But I would love in this season, again, I'm not into that 20s or random and not important narrative. I'm building for what's coming and I'm maximizing the time I have, which is a little capitalistic, yes. And also it's a lot about, I don't know how long I have. And so why would I waste any moment of it? Which is still capitalistic, but that's fine. Okay. So I think in my age at 22, I am in a season where I'm really seriously trying not to waste my time romantically because I have negative time. As you just heard, I have negative time. I keep everything busy because I want to, because it helps me for many reasons. And so when I'm trying to connect with someone, I think a big part of that now is really seriously evaluating the relationship, the reciprocation, the purpose, and the energy. I think in a past life, aka a few years ago, I was really into just feeling like I could have a relationship, and having one was the cake for me. The cake now is, oh man, do I want to get into this? The cake now is, do you have a vision? Are you working toward a vision? Can you understand what, you know, independence in partnership looks like? Because I need a lot of time to myself, I'm now realizing. Also looks like, do you know what you want in a relationship or in partnership or any version of partnership? And are you committed to making that vision that you have work? This has been something that's been really hard for me to actually implement. I think, yes, water Scorpio intense attraction has been easy for me to get wrapped up in idealizing people and also just wanting things to be, to just flow to me naturally. And while that is an aspect of it, the universe does have her own timing for things, which I recognize. Obviously, that's why I'm not a freaking 500K followed entrepreneur yet, but that's happening, don't worry. It's hard for me to stay committed to essentially the requirements and the deal breakers that I have in this life, because in this period of my life, because adulting, you know, like I'm alone adulting. It's hard. It's difficult. I would love some support and companionship in this season because it's really intense, honestly. Very intense, not a traditional 22-year-old experience, which I'm not unhappy about. I'm extremely grateful and privileged. And why can't I ever figure my love life out? So that was a ramble, but just know that this, with this period of transition, with the help of my therapist, I'm trying to get really clear about the energy of friends and lovers and, yeah, business partners that I let close to me, because I don't have time to give in relationships anymore that are not reciprocal and healthy. I think it was easy for me growing up to engage in relationships where I was pretty drained, out of survival, out of not feeling like I could demand more. But that's not the case anymore. I don't have anything else to give. Like, work takes a lot out of me, right? My hobbies take a lot out of me. I'm sitting here rubbing my eyes, recording this. And it would just be awesome to share that with someone. So that's something I actually think about pretty often. And I want to be, that's probably the hardest for me to talk about in my love life, because it's never been particularly great and is improving, and I'm manifesting that it's improving because I'm being more selective with my time and energy and realizing that I can be selective because I have things to offer, other people have things to offer, and we can figure out what offers are best for each other and eventually, you know, stem out from there. So that really looks like respecting myself enough to demand more, respecting myself enough to not get attached to what someone can do for me necessarily or what they can make me feel about myself, but being more drawn and receptive of just being more oriented toward where I'm trying to go and what can go along with me there and what won't slow me down. So in some cases, you know, partnership. On my really good days where I'm not thinking about this a lot, I'm just like, I don't need a partner. Those are on my good, stable days. I'm like, this is fine, I can do it all. And then a few more days, I will say, is when I'm like, dang, like someone could take out the trash. You know, that would be nice. I don't have to be head of a freaking household and manage all this stuff all the time and feel like, you know, I'm the only one doing it. So that avoidant attachment style has been an interesting switch, but I respect myself enough to know that I can't do this on my own. And while being self-sufficient is really empowering and I'm grateful for it, I am so in the season of my life where I understand that connection is important to me and that I can't connect with everyone. And I have to be careful about where I go, because that's not respectful of me. It's not respectful of the other person if we're not engaged in healthy relation. And that's a standard I did not used to have. So transitions, they're here. The way I'm thinking about love is here. Even the way that I'm thinking about relationships in general. Man, it's happening. And even with that, you know, what types of relationships work for me? I don't even know, man. I don't even know. Gender is fake. Sexuality is fake to me. So that's been a whole confusing mess. And not a mess, but a place for contemplation recently, as I try to figure out what exactly a partner could look like. what type of partner would work for me. So that's another thing on my mind. Okay, moving on. I know I'm rambling. I think last thing with this healing and redressing wounds, a bigger part of it is actually being vulnerable. I am definitely in my comfort zone when I can ask people questions, dig into their brains and their experiences, and be empathetic about their experiences and, you know, hear what's really going on. I think my weakness, one of my biggest ones, is that I am so uncomfortable doing that with other people. And guess what that means? There's trouble building intimacy in relationships. And what does that mean about my relationships? Well, how do I build them if I can't be vulnerable? So anyway, not to say that I don't have relationships, but if I just reflected about how I'm a little tired of being self-sufficient all the time and would appreciate partnership, and also knowing that if I want partnership that I want, I need to be okay speaking about myself and my experiences, even though I'm scared of it. So that is, again, I've already said this, but the purpose of this podcast is to be really honest about what's going on. This is not Instagram, it's not Twitter, it's the podcast. And so on a podcast, I hope to be telling the truth all the time and holding myself accountable to that. It's really hard to just bear, you know, what's going on. I think traditionally I use my writing for that. Well, the speaking is gonna have to be a part of it too. It's on my vision board, ahead with the mic. It's something I'm accepting and attracting into my life, more speaking opportunity, more instances where I get to use my voice. And with my moon being where it is, it's best for me to actually connect with my emotions through my creativity, which means sharing personal stories with my audience and writing poems and sharing them about deep experiences. So that's a wound I'm trying to unpack a little more, why I'm so terrified of being vulnerable. I mean, aren't all of us, right? Aren't all of us, but there is something that really gets in the way from me wanting to put all my cards on the table, and it keeps me at a distance sometimes, and that's something I don't necessarily love. So we're taking steps. Mainly in this season of my life, I don't want the same, you know, I don't want the same stories to repeat. I'm really actually paranoid and cautious about repeating any challenges I've already had. I don't need to waste time replaying a story I know the ending to. My life, I want to be full. I've said that. I want it to be full of experience, of love, compassion, passion, vigor. I want all those things to be true for myself. And that means that it may be time to work in this season. It may be that I need to split my energy and be really dedicated to stacking my coins and my business. And it also means that I would love a partner on the way. Don't need one. I would love one, though, and I would appreciate that developing in my life and accept it and attract it as well. And that means that I have to be okay with showing who I am more openly and being who I am openly. And I'm making the steps, you know, making a little bit of the steps, a little. It's hard, though, especially when you don't have time all the time, right? So those are the feelings that I'm having. Did I even speak on feelings? Oh my god. See, this is what I'm saying? Scorpio Sun, Scorpio Moon. Okay. The transition, it's really tough. It's exhausting. I'm feeling pretty tired recently. Also feeling a little, like, existential crisis-y, but that's always, honestly. That's honestly always. And I'm also just feeling a little isolated, whether it's self-inflicted, which is the case, and also just geographically. That is something that weighs on me a little bit. Just thinking, like, dang, what am I doing? What am I doing, man? Do I have to do it all by myself and prove that I can do it all by myself? No. No is the answer, and yet that's what I'm doing. So figuring that out. Figuring out how to share and just making the sacrifices that keep me full and full being able to engage in my hobbies and have a life outside of work. So the 20s are not random, okay? Strangers and audience members and friends and cousins and family. My 20s will not be idle, random, passive. Everything about my time from now until however much I have, I want to be intentional with, because time is not guaranteed. Nothing is guaranteed. And I feel that the path that I'm on is important, and all of our paths are important. And I really deeply want to see where my path takes me and do everything I can to make it, to make the universe happy, make the things happen that I know she's planned for me. Man, Pisces season will do that, huh? It'll just have you ramble about your feelings on a mic for everyone to hear, won't it? See, and that's another thing I do. I make jokes about how I'm feeling. Ugh, man, woo, what a case. But we all have our things, and that's okay. And I accept the things about me that make me me, I guess. But anyway, yeah, 22-year-old in transitions, trying to figure things out, reflecting on what's been coming up for her. That's this podcast episode. In the next episode, I'm inviting my friend Drew Hubbard, Taurus Sun, Virgo Moon, Cancer Rising, to discuss and unpack a little bit more with me this whole intentional single, this whole intentionally single relationship lessons subject, where we talk about, you know, some of the things we experienced in college, why we are being intentional with our time now, and what and how we set standards for partnership and friends and romance. And that'll be a really good discussion, and it won't just be me on the mic with my feelings. So anyway, I appreciate you all listening to whatever this becomes as I go through and edit the mess out of it. I appreciate having this space to share with you all, and I, you know, hope that something I said struck a nerve, triggered you a little bit, maybe brought you back somewhere, or is bringing you forward somewhere. Whatever the case is, that it triggers some reflection for you as well, as my friend in this podcast has generally triggered for me and forced me to deal with and vocalize. Thank you for being supportive of this podcast, for giving your time to this message. If you want to talk more about anything, you can connect with me via my website. My email is there. You can connect with me via Instagram, which will be in the description below. And if you like the way this podcast is panning out, you can also support my podcast through Anchor and become a monthly supporter. So if any of that sounds enticing to you, or maybe you're just in the muddy mess of feelings that I'm in, please feel like you can reach out and you know, ask me about anything or request to book. I'm looking forward to connecting with you all in 2 weeks with Drew. I know it's going to be a really awesome conversation, a little less drowning in feelings like this one was, but that's okay. We all need to do that, and I hope that in whatever case, that me doing this makes you feel like I'm a human, because I am, despite all the stuff I'm constantly doing to keep myself busy. But anyway, okay, so I'm a human. The 20s are not random. It's tiring. I'm working on it. My relationships, I'm working on it. And that's what's going on. That's the download. So again, thank you all for listening. Can't wait to see you again in 2 weeks. Have a great rest of your day, evening, whatever it is. Enjoy this Pisces season for all its reflective prompts it's going to bring, and all its dreams and spiritual subjects it'll bring up for you all. I hope that the waves you're swimming in are just as bearable. We'll talk soon.